to begin before we begin the next Gemara. There was a nafkamina. Thank you, man. There was a nafkamina that Tosfos had. There was a nafkamina that Tosfos had on daf vav and beis that I want to just go over that we didn't masber on ourselves. If you recall, in the end of Tosfos did maska gagon. The Gemara offered a nafkamina. The Gemara had said, Allah Almighty, very interesting nafkamina. The Gemara had said that what happens in a situation, and we said that this was the chiddush of the Gemara. What was the nafkamina between mazik shaymin and nizik shaymin? Where the zibiris of the nizik, the zibiris of the mazik equaled the iddis of the nizik. Remember that? Remember that nafkamina? Where the zibiris of the mazik equaled the iddis of the nizik. Remember that? So if you hold mazik shaymina, what do? You pay with what? The mazik's iddis. If you hold nizik shaymina, what do? The mazik you pay zibiris can equals the iddis of the what? Iddis of the nizik. That was the nafkamina the Gemara gave. So you remember that Tosfos, the end of this Tosfos, the Ramaskal Kigon, brings up a possibility to have a opposite nafkamina. What would the opposite nafkamina have been? Let's say the iddis of the mazik, again, follow me, the iddis of the mazik is equal to the zibiris of the nizik. What do you do in that case? The iddis of the mazik is equal to what? The zibiris of the nizik. Nothing that the mazik has matches the iddis of the nizik, right? Nothing that he has. So what did Rabbi Shmuel say? That the nizik can make him pay money. That's what Tosfos says. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva, what's the din? The mazik pays the best of his kark and that's it. Okay? The mazik pays the best of his kark and that's it. So that would have been a good nafkamina that the Gemara offers. The Gemara does not offer the nafkamina, but the Gemara offers that nafkamina. But Tosfos made one ha'ara. And what was the ha'ara? The horror is that this is going like the Mandamar. I want you to get this. This is going like the Mandamar. It says, O Kesef, O Metav. Now, what is that Shita? We didn't present that Shita. What is the Shita, O Kesef, O Metav? Or the second Shita, which is called Kol Mili de Metav. What is the Shita that we have here of Kol what? O Kesef? O Metav. What does O Kesef, O Metav mean? O Kesef, O Metav means you either pay with what? Kesef or the best of Karka. An automobile, please get it down, is second best. Any other metalplum is second best. However, Kol Mili de Metav means that a car is on the same level as Kesef or Metav. These are two shitas you must know in the Gemara, Daf Zayinim and Aleph and Daf Tesim and Aleph. So Tosfos, for some odd reason, says that when Rabbi Shmuel says that the Nizik could demand money, he says it's only according to Man number one. Why is it only going according to Man number one, not Man number two? That's the kasha that the Truma Sakri asks on Tosfos. The Truma Sakri asks on Tosfos, why does Tosfos box in the nafkamina only according to number one and not according to number two? What is the difference between one and two? The difference is, can you pay with a car or any other metalplum? Number one says you cannot, only secondary. Number two says a car is just as good as Kesef or Karka. So why does Tosfos box in this nafkamina and the end of the Tosfos on Vavim and Beis Svi and Dibra Maskil, what Kigon? He gave an afkamina where the iddis of the mazik was equal to what? The zibiris of the nizik. What does that mean? That anything the mazik had didn't match the iddis of the nizik. So what do? So Rabbi Shmuel said you can demand money, and Rabbi Kiva says just give him the land and that's it, you're done. Okay? That was a possible nafkamina. But why does Tosfos say it's only according to Shita number one and not Shita number two? That's what we weren't masbir. So I want you to get this. The Truma Sakri asked this kashi, he's the brother of the Tzos. So the answer to this kashi is as follows, and I want you to get it. And the way we're going to say it is as follows. That according to the Truma Sakri, the Truma Sakri says that our Tosis holds like the Shach. Our Tosis holds like the Shach.
The Truma Sakri is Matarits.
Truma Sakri is the brother of the Tosis Matarits, what Tosis means. I want you to get this. He holds that Tosis holds like the Shach. And what does the Shach say? The Shach writes as follows. The Shach says the Nizik can demand Metalflin or Karka, but what can he not demand? What can he not demand?
Cash.
Cash. Excellent, Matthew. He cannot demand cash unless you don't have Karka. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't have Karka. So if he doesn't have Karka, then he can demand what? He can demand cash. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva, he has land, his Meitav, let him pay that. So you know what the Truma Sakri says? I want you to get it down. We said this in the very beginning of the year, that our Tosfos holds like the Shach, that who's in the driver's seat? The Nizak. The Nizak can demand Karka or Metalplin, he just cannot demand cash. Since he cannot demand cash, what's the din? The din is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Adani, he can demand cash when the guy has no land. But according to Rabbi Kiva, he has the land, Metav. So that's what the Truma Sakri is master. Please get this down. He says that our Tosis holds like the Shach. Whereas according to the non-dumber of Kolmili de Meitav number 2, what does Kolmili de Meitav mean? That he can demand cash. He can absolutely demand cash. That's what we're going to say according to the Truma Sakri. He can demand cash. If you're in the driver's seat, you can demand cash. So if you hold the number 2, Kolmili de Meitav, you can demand anything if you're in the Nizik. If you're in number 1, what you can demand? Best Karko or what? Or what? Or metaltum. You never can demand cash. You can never demand kesef. Kesef is considered to be different. Okay? Kesef is like a completely different quality than metaltum. Okay, so that's according to who? The Shach. And then the Chassam Sofer argues. The Chassam Sofer argues in Maseches Gittin, and he says no. He says that there is no difference in kesef and metaltum. And according to the Shach says you can demand even cash according to Shita number 1. And therefore, what is our Tosfos holding? Our Tosfos is like the Sma. And therefore, according to what? What does the Sma say? The Mazik's in the driver's seat. And therefore, if the Mazik's in the driver's seat, then only according to what? Only according to Rabbi Shmuel can you what? Can you demand money? But according to Rabbi Kiva Lamaisa, you cannot demand money. He can give him his Meitav, and that's it. So I want to go over this Nakuda, and then we got to go fight in the Gemara. Our Tosfos we had said gave a nafkamina that the Gemara didn't give. In the end of Tosfos Dibur Maskol, you remember? Kigon. What was the nafkamina? The nafkamina was that the idis of the mazik was equal to the ziboyrus of the nizik. In other words, what is that saying, Donnie? That's saying no land the mazik had can match the nizik's idis. So what do you do? Rabbi Shmuel says the nafkamina will be he can demand money, the nizik. And Rabbi Kiva said no. Meitav today, he pays his own meitav, the mazik, and that's it. That would have been a great nafkamina. But there was one caveat that we didn't masbir. Tosfos said it's according to the mandover that says, O kesef o meitav. What does that shita mean? That shita means you can pay in kesef or you can pay in the best land, but you can't pay with a car. You can only pay with a car, which is metalpolin, which is secondary when you have neither kesef or meitav. And the second sheet to the Gemara, it's on Daf Zayin and Daf Tes, says kol milu meitav. You can pay a car even l'chachilu. So why did Tosfos box this in according to that mandom? So this is what the Truma Sakri asked. And the Truma Sakri answers, the brother of the Ksos, is that our Tosfos holds like the Shach. And the Shach held the Nizik's in the driver's seat for what? The Nizik can demand Karka or Metaltlin, but he can never demand what? He can never demand cash, according to number 1. According to number 2, he can demand cash. And that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is, according to number 1, he can demand cash, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Can he demand cash, according to the Shach? No. But here he has no land, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So he can demand money. Whereas, according to what? Shita number 2, he can always demand cash. even according to Rabbi Kiva. See, what's the nafkamina? According to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the shita? What does Rabbi Shmuel say? You got to pay cash because there's no land. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have land, so you cannot demand cash. You go back to the original shita. So, whereas if you hold like number two, then everyone holds you can demand cash. So what is the shita of the Truma Sakri? We had this in the beginning of the year, the Shach and Small. Our Tosfos holds like who? The Shach. Comes along the Sam Sofer and he says, no. Our Tosfos holds like the Small. And he holds that what? He holds Allah HaLamayis and he can even demand what? And this is what he writes. There's no difference between the Talpa and the cash. Meaning, even according to shita number one, the Sam Sofer Adam holds what? That he can demand cash. He can always demand cash. All the time. Our Tosfos holds like the Small. Who's in the driver's seat according to the Small? Who's in the driver's seat according to the Small? The Mazik. The Mazik can say, I'm going to pay whatever I want. So therefore, if he has no kesef, if he has no what? If he has no cash, if he has no karka, the Mazik has no karka, then the Nizik can say what? Then the Nizik can say, in such a situation, Lamaisa, according to Rabbi Kiva, what's the din? You pay the land you have. According to Shmuel, he doesn't have any land. So he can demand money in that case. But according to Rabbi Kiva, he has land. So I want you to get that shtickle, please, okay? Yes, Amir, what do you say? Because Sam Sofer says there's no difference in cash and metoplin. No difference at all. Just the small holds that the Mazik's in the driver's seat. And the Mazik can what? Can say, I'll pay whatever I want. In this case, according to Rabbi Shmuel, though, he has no land. So he's got to pay cash. He's got to pay cash. You have no choice. According to Rabbi Kiva, there is land. Make 50 day, then pay the land. So what it boils down to, get this down. It's a machloikis, the Truma Sakri and the Chsam Sofer, what our Tosfos holds. Does our Tosfos hold like the Shach? Or does our Tosfos hold like the Small? So machloikis, Truma Sakri and Chsam Sofer. According to the Truma Sakri, our Tosfos holds like the Shach. According to the Chsam Sofer, our Tosfos holds like the Small. And what is the difference between these two shitas? Whether what cars are what, which is Sabal Matalpin, are at the same level or are they secondary? According to the first sheet, secondary, you can't pay with a car like Kahilu. According to the second sheet, you can. And what's the other difference we're saying? What's the difference between the Chsam Sofer and the Truma Sakri? Is cash special? According to what? According to Chsam Sofer, cash is no special. It's the same thing as Matalpin. Whereas according to who? The Small. According to the Truma Sakri, cash is different. And even though the Shach says the Nizik is in the driver's seat, it cannot demand kesef unless there's no karka, according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's karka, so pay with the karka. Okay, so that's the nafkamina I want you to get. Yes, Donnie, then we got to go fight the Gemara. Go ahead.
When Rabbi says it's not focused whether he has land or not, that means like he doesn't have land equal to the value? What is that? How can they have not focused if he has land or not?
What do you mean?
How can Rabbi Shmuel he doesn't have land or
the case,
land?
The nafkamina case was that Tosfos theoretically said, is that the Idis of the Mazik was equal to the Ziboiris of the Nizik.
So when he doesn't have land, he doesn't have the equal value.
That's what I meant. He does not have as good, the Mazik has no land that's good as the Nizik's Idis. Well said. Okay, good. So let's go right there now in the Gemara, guys. Okay? Donnie, let's go. Well, let's see the Gemara now. We're up to the bottom of Rabbi Kiva Oimer. Okay? Now, please don't forget about the Bryson. The Bryce of the two dots said that Meitav, Tanur Rabbanan, it said Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karma Yishalem, Meitav Sadeh Shal Nizik, Meitav Karma Shal Nizik was Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. What was Rabbi Kiva's words? Go ahead, Donnie, pick it up from there. Guys, let's see inside. Okay, Nisa, let's see.
Nisa.
Oh, so what does Kal V'chomer L'Hekdesh mean? That if you pay a private man, it is... How much more so if you damage a holy zach, you should have to what? You should pay itis. Hekdish is things that are owned by the Beis HaMikdash, which is holy. Zach means a thing in Yiddish. So if I have to pay itis to a private man, then how much more so if I damage hekdish, do I have to pay what? Do I have to pay the whole thing? Okay? Do I have to pay itis? So that's the statement. So let's see what it means. Go ahead.
My kavachomer lehekdish.
What does it mean, Kal V'chomer L'Hekdesh? What did the Gemara have in mind by saying Kal V'chomer L'Hekdesh? Okay?
Below Shor Shel Hekdesh.
What's the Kasha? What's the, not a Kasha, what's the proposal? What does hektish mean? What does tura mean?
Cow.
Our tur, our ox, gored what? That's a like a carnal level mistake to say Torah means Torah. Don't say that, guys. Okay? That means you didn't learn Bava Kamma at all. Okay? So Torah means what? Torah means a shore. So what happens if our shore damages the shore of Hektish? What's the din? Am I chayav or potter, Dani? Shore Rael Amar Chmana v'lo what? Lo shore shalek. So I'm completely potter. So obviously it can't mean Kavachomer l'Hektish doesn't mean that because I'm completely potter. Okay? So it can't mean that. That's what the Gemara is so what? So interested in saying, I'm completely potter. Because what does Re'eu mean?
Friends.
My friend. Hektish is considered to be a conglomerate. It's a corporation. It's an entity on its own. It's not an individual. It's like a Corbin Seaborg. So if you damage someone's property, that's Re'eu, pay. But Hektish is not Re'eu. And therefore you are completely potter. So it doesn't fit into the terminology Kal v'chomer l'Hektish. Go ahead, Donnie. So what does it mean, Elo?
Elo, Lomar Hare, Alay Mana Lebedek Abayas. Gizbar v'shakil meidis.
No, no. Yeah, oh, so what does that mean? Completely different sphere. Completely different realm. Has nothing to do with damages. It has to do with a guy who made a pledge that he's going to give $100,000 and he doesn't be good on his pledge. So the Gizbar means the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, knocks on this fellow's door and says, I'm sorry, sir.
Where is it?
It's three regalim. The Gemara writes in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, if three regalim pass, you're over the din of Baal Ta'akhir. If three regalim pass, you're over this or procrastination, which is this or lav. And the Gizbar says, I'm sorry, you have to be good on your pledge. So the man says, I'm sorry, I have no carcass. So the Gizbar says, well, do you have any real estate? He says, yes, I do. So the Gizbar says, I'm sorry, Hektish is going to take it over. And how much does Hektish take over? What quality of land? Idis. So that's what it means, Kal v'chomer l'Hektish. Doesn't mean what? Even though Rabbi Shmuel was talking about Meka Kareo. But what was Rabbi Shmuel talking about? Go back to the original Bryson by the two dots. That if my shore damaged someone, I pay Meitav Sadeu. Right?
Yeah.
So when Rabbi Kiva says, lo ball what? Livos Mazikin mina Idis, it meant Kal v'chomer l'Hektish meant what? What is Kal v'chomer l'Hektish? It's a little bit of a stretch.
Like
why is it a stretch, Donnie?
Just like the taker.
What's the? What, why do I say it's a little bit of a stretch, Yonatan? Because you're going to a different sphere of what? Of pledges. So if by Nezikin I'm chayiv to pay itis to an individual, how much more so when I make a pledge to Hektish I pay itis? It's a little bit...
stretch.
It's a little bit of a stretch because you're really comparing two different realms. Why is it a Kal v'chomer? But the Gemara says, because it's a holy zach. You know what the Kal v'chomer is? The bottom line, you owe money. I don't care whether you owe money because of a damage. I don't care whether you owe money because of a pledge. The bottom line is you shell out money. You owe money. So if you owe money and pay it is to an individual commoner, a hedge owed, how much more so when you pay act, you should pay with what? You pay with what?
It is.
With it is. But I want you to note the different spheres, the different realms. Okay, Donnie, you got this? That's the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, what does Gemara ask?
Rebbe, what about loans then?
Same thing. The man made a commitment, made a pledge. We're going to get to the dinner, but we're going to get to that right now. I'm just saying that the different sphere is a pledge, was not a damage. Okay,
but the same thing. That's also a pledge, not a damage. We don't.
Well, let's get to it now. Okay, go ahead, Donnie. Let's see the Gemara. What? That's a kasha. Now, what's the din? One second. Lo yehi l'baal chov. It's a kasha. Now, what are the three dinim? What are the three dinim we must know? A woman that gets divorced, her husband dies, collects her ksuba from what?
Zibiris.
A baal chov, someone who lends money.
Bananas.
Gets bananas if the guy has no cash. And number three, someone's damaged, you get itis. So if a guy made a pledge to give money, it's like a loan. So if it's like a loan, please listen. He put a chiyuv on himself. So since he put a chiyuv on himself, it's like a loan. So the Gemara asks, it should be bananas. Shouldn't be itis. That's the Gemara's kasha. Go ahead. What's Gemara's answer?
Balchov
Bananis. Oh, Balchov Bananis. That's part of the kasha. Go ahead. Oh, but maybe Rebbe Kiva holds that a Balchov could get itis. Maybe he has a unique shita. Now I want you to get this down, please. Before you read the V'chitema, please get this. Very important. The din of a Baal Chov getting Beininus is a din de Rabbanim. The Gemara writes a Gittin Mem Testament base. Please get it. Mikra din a Baal Chov should give Ziboiris. But the Chachamim, based on the power invested in them, and Dini Mam is called Hefker, what? Based in Hefker. Gemara Gittin Lam Evavim, based Gemara's two Makaris, we said, from Navi. Either from Dirayamim or from what? Say for Yoshua. The power invested in them, they elevated a Baal Chov to get Beininus. You know why? Because people would stop lending money. Kadesh Lo Tino Delis if they love it. Not to lock the door in front of borrowers. No one's going to be able to borrow any money. Why should I lend you money if you have no cash? All I get is your boyers. It's garbage. It's junk. Why should I lend you money? So therefore, in order to elevate it, in order to get motivate people to lend money, they elevated me to Rabbanah that a Baal Chov gets Beininus. So therefore, it could very well be, here, what are we dealing with? You tell me, guys. Are we dealing with the Diraisa topic or the Rabbana? We're dealing with Psukim, no? Kaval Chaimers. Poshim Shah, we're dealing with the Din Diraisa. So, one could ask the Kasha and say, when the Gemara asked Baal Chov Beininus, Donnie, the Gemara is a Pella. What should it have said? Should have said, Baal Chov really gets what? Ziboiris. Why does the Gemara say Beininus? Media Raisa, right? Media Raisa, you should get what? Ziboris. Okay? So why did the Gemara say Beininus? So the Rashba asked this Kasha in Gittin Mem Testament Aleph. And the Rashba answers the following Chiddush. He says the reason why the Gemara mentioned Beininus is a Chiddush. That even in Rabbanah, they elevated a Baal Chov to what? From Ziboris to Beininus, but not more than Beininus. So therefore, how on earth can you say that he should collect itis? That's the Gemara's kasha. You mean to tell me the guy made a pledge, it's like a loan, and should get what? Itis? What are you talking about? Meteoroisa, he started with Ziboiris. They elevated him to Beininus. But no way should he get itis. That's the way the Rashba reads the kasha. So you must get that din, guys. You got to be sensitive to every line in the Gemara. When I saw that line, I was bothered by it. We're talking on a deraisa level here. What the pasuk's telling me. So why did Gemara say Baal Chov Beininus? Meteorites, he only gets the virus. What the Rashba meant to say is even Midr Rabbanu elevated the Beininus. No way does he get more than Beininus to get itis. So Gemara's kasha is a strong kasha. Okay? All right. That's what the Rashba writes in Gittin Mem Testament. Please get that din. Okay? You have to know that, Donnie, that a Baal Chov Meteorites really gets the virus. But they elevate him to Beininus in order to encourage people to want, motivate people to want money. Okay, go back to the Gemara of Chitayma. Maybe Rabbi Kiva had a unique shita and says you get itis, and then the Kaval Chom would make sense. Then if I damage a commoner, how much do I pay? If I damage a commoner, how much do I pay real estate? Itis. Kaval Chom, if I what? If I make a commitment, remember in the second stage, I make a commitment to Hekdesh, I'm going to pay from what? I'm going to pay from itis. So that would have fit good. So what does Gemara say? Ika lemif. What would be the
kavanah?
Tomar
behektish hora kichocha ben azikin.
Okay, this is tricky now. Let's get the ika lemifrach. How would you break this kavanah? Please get this. Mal lebal chov shekin yafa kocho betfias nizakin. You know what that means? A bal chov normally means a lender. But in essence, it means someone who's owed money, right? Someone who's owed money. So who is the Baal Chov here? The Nizik. A Nizik's strength was elevated that he can get itis. So therefore, the Kaval Chomer would make sense. When you damage a commoner who's owed money, he gets itis. How much more for you if you what? Make a pledge to Hektish. There's a problem, though. Because Tomer Behektish Yehura Kocho Ben Nizakim. Behektish is worse. Because what happens if I damage Hektish? What happens if my shore damages shore Shaktish? I'm completely what? Putter. So therefore that blew up the whole Kaval Chomer. The whole Kaval Chomer, we thought that, you know what, if I damage a commoner, I pay itis. So how much more so if I damage, if I make a commitment to Holy Zach, I should be what? I should be Chayiv. You know what? That Kaval Chomer goes up in smoke. Because if my shore damages shore of Hektish, Hektish gets zero. So you know what? This Kaval Chomer shouldn't tell me anything. Maybe I'm not chayv a cent. I'm not chayv a penny. You understand how this Kaval Chomer was slugged up? Don, you got that? That's the Ika Lemifra. Please get it. It's not easy at all. Shekinah Hora kocho shall what? Shehekein yafa kocho by a balkov. What does that first balkov mean? That phrase? That means someone who's owed money. It really means a nizik, who's owed money and damages. Tomar behektish, shehura kocho ben ezikin. Okay. Now, two nakudas on this. Please get this. Apparently, it's lechura, and this rabbin appearance asked this kasha. Dani, before the Gemara asked its kasha originally, what did it say? That you made a commitment that you're going to pay hektish how much? $100,000. So the Gemara said you should pay itis. Hare alai mona. That means you took a netter, you're going to pay $100,000, means $100. And therefore the Gizbar says, give me your itis. Gemara says, but it's a chov, should be bainanis. Yes? Should be a chov, it's bainanis. So I want you to get this. It is a very interesting kasha. When you read the Gemara, Dani, it said that what? It said that the Baal Chov only gets Beinonis, so how do you expect him to get Itis? I don't understand that Kasha, that original Kasha. Why can't you, says Rabbeinu Peretz, make the following Kavah Chomer? Hektish is more Chomor. And therefore what? A regular Baal Chov gets what? Beinonis. If he lends a commoner money, a regular individual. But Hektish, you should step it up a level and you should get what? Itis. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara jumps and says, oh, lo yehi el baal chov, or baal chov b'beinonis. What do you mean? That's a baal chov by a hedge yot. But by a what? But by a hektish, you should elevate it a level. So the whole kasha doesn't start, says Rabbeinu Peretz. That's exactly the kavah chomer of Rabbi Akiva. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that with Hari Alai Mone, to pay Habedek Abayis, he made a commitment to pay what? He made a commitment to pay $100 to the Bet Gabbais. How much does he have to pay? He has to pay Itis. So what's Gemara's Kasha? What do you mean? A Baal Chov never pays Itis. He pays only what? Beinonis, correct? Yonatan? What do you mean? That's the Kavah Chomer of Rabbi Akiva. A hedgehog you pay Beinonis. But a Baal Chov that owes Hektish, maybe he has to pay Itis. What's Bichlal the Gemara's Kasha? That's Rabbeinu Peretz's Kasha. It's a very strong Kasha. So what's Rabbeinu Peretz's answer? Let's get it. He says like this. What do we say Midiaraisa Baal Chov gets from a commoner? Midiaraisa. He gets Ziboiris. Excellent. He gets Ziboiris. Why do we elevate him? Kadesh Lotinul Dallas if they love it. By Hektish, is there Shayach Nilas Dallas? There's no Shayach Nilas Dallas by Hektish. So therefore the Gizbar should really collect from what? Ziboiris. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, it's dayayno sheyafa koch shvak sheyigbe beinanis. But to elevate him all the way to itis, no way. So that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means hektish in reality, Adam, should what? Hektish in reality should pay what?
Ziboris.
Should pay Ziboris. So we want to say, oh, that hektish should be at least the same as itis. So a regular guy is elevated from Ziboris to Beinonis. So elevate hektish even though the reason doesn't apply. But to go all the way up to itis, that's nuts. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Matt, I'm going to say it one more time. Okay, you got it? Rabbeinu Peretz asked like this. What was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha was, how can you tell me that what if a guy made a pledge to pay, he has to what? Collect itis. Yonatan, you follow me? Why is it itis? He's a Baal Chov, should be paid beinanis. What are you talking about? The Kavah Chomer would make a lot of sense. By an individual commoner, you pay beinanis. But by owing hektish money, you should pay itis. You understand what I'm saying? That's what Rabbeinu Peretz says. What's the Kasha to Gemara? So he answers, I'll tell you what the Kasha to Gemara is. A Baal Chov really gets what? Benji Ziboris in the end of the day. We elevate him to what? Beinanis, Kadishal, Kinos, Ovei Lovin. But there's no problem Kadishal, this is they love it by hektish. So if Hektish owed money, he really should get what? Ziboiris. So okay, you want to make him on the same level? Fine. Make him on the same level. Elevate what Hektish from Ziboiris to Beinus. But don't jump him all the way up to Itis. That was the Gemara's Kasha. It's a very sharp Rabbeinu Peretz. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz is asking. What the Gemara's asking.
How is that different than the Rashba?
Well, the Rashba was just pointing out, was focusing on a line. Why do you say Beinus? Why does it say Beinus? We're talking on a level of the Eretz, we're looking at Ziboiris. So he meant to incorporate L'maisa Midirabana. That's a different Nakuda. The Rabbeinu Peretz was asking on the Kasha to Gemara. Kasha to Gemara made no sense. Fakir, the Kavah Chomer should elevate it. Okay? That's what Rabbeinu Peretz wants to say. Okay. Viter now, L'maisa. So the Gemara says, let's get this. The Gemara says, okay, those two Nakudas please get. Meaning, the Rashba was focusing on Matthew, why did it say Baal Chov Bebeinus when it certainly was Ziboiris? So he said a beautiful pshat lechidish. that even if you want to bump him up to Benis, there's no way he should get Innis. That was the Rasmus Nakuda, right? There's no way he should get Innis. And their Ben Aperet said, what do you mean, what's a Merskasha? Maybe it's a Kavachomer. And the Kavachomer is by something you damage that's holier, or that something you make a commitment that's holier, maybe you should get Innis. That's the Kavachomer from Hedgin. The Terence says, no. Terence is really actish, only should get Zibiris. And there's no din of Kadesh Lotimus if they love it. So there's no din of Kadesh Lotimus if they love it. The only thing you want to do is what? Elevate it like a commoner? So elevate it to Vaininus. That's all. But to jump them all the way, this is nuts. That's Gemara's Kasha. Okay. Fine. Now I want you to get this following Nakuda. Before we go back to the Gemara, Don. Third Nakuda. Please get this. Think about this Kasha now. Just a few lines of the Gemara, we have a Kasha. He says like this, Lamaisa, unbelievable. Says the Teres Chayim, one of the great Gedolei Achrim, says a beautiful Hesber. He says like this. He says, I don't understand this Gemara. Why don't I understand this Gemara? Because the bottom line is, if Rebbe Kiva holds you, Baal Chov is Golem from Idis, why do you need a Kaval Chomer from Hektish Lenezikin? What should the Gemara have done? What should the Gemara have done? The Gemara should have learned a Kaval Chomer from Baal Chov straight up. Why involve yourself with Nezikin? You follow what I'm saying? Why should you involve yourself? Let's get this Nakuda. What do we do here? We said that what? What did Rabbi Shmuel talk about? What was the topic of Rabbi Shmuel, Benji? Nezikin, yes? Rabbi Shmuel. What did Rabbi Kiva come along and say? Kavachom lehektish. What sphere does he move into? What sphere did Rabbi Kiva move into? Loans, where you made a commitment, not damages, right? So we said that's a little bit troubling, two different spheres. But we said, okay, you owed money no matter what. However, one could ask the following kasha, says the Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim, one of the great Gedol Achron. He says, if Rabbi Kiva holds the Baal Chov is Golden Mehidis, what do you have to learn a Kavachomer Hektish from the Zikin? Why can't the Kavachomer be from Baal Chov itself? If a Baal Chov head collects what? From Idis, Kavachomer Hektish Baal Chov. You understand my kasha? Why do you have to get involved with the realm of the Zikin at all? Rabbi Kiva says, learn a Kavachomer from what? From the Zikin, Rabbi Shmuel commented on, to a commitment that you owe money to what? To Hektish. Forget about comparing the Zikin to commitments of loans. Stick within the loans. Let Rabbi Kiva make a Kavachom on his own, not from the Zikin. Rabbi Kiva built up from Rabbi Shmuel Shita. But the bottom line is, why get mixed in? Stick within the same realm, says the Torah Chaim. It's a great kasha. If Baal Chov the Hedid collects from Idis Rabbi Kiva, Kavachomer when you what? Oh, a Zach that's holy? No? Stick within the same realm, says the Torah Chaim. It's a great kasha. You hear what I'm saying? Why do you have to mix, go from the Zikin, which is damages Rabbi Shmuel, to Kavachomer, the heck you're talking about when you made a commitment, Benji? Stick within loans. Why would Rabbi Kiva have to, why does Rabbi Kiva have to build off Rabbi Shmuel? Matthew, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why does he have to build off Rabbi Shmuel? Just within the realm of Baal Chayv. So the Teres Chaim says like this. Please get it. The Teres Chaim says the following answer. Let's get it. Teres Chaim says, you know what Rabbi Kiva's kavana was? To learn a Kavachomer Baal Chayv from Hedyog. But how do you know a Baal Chayv Hedyog collects from Idis according to Rabbi Kiva? How do you know Rabbi Kiva holds that a Baal Chayv collects from Idis? From the Zikin. He got it from the Zikin. Rabbi Kiva learned his sheet of Idis of Baal Chov. If a Baal Chov's owed money, a commoner, an individual, he gets it from Idis. He learned that from the Zikin. So since he learned that from the Zikin, that's why Rabbi Kiva mentioned Lashono Hazav, the Zikin. So the Torah is coming to say, if the Zikin collect from Idis, a Baal Chov that we learn from there, it gets Idis. So how much more so a Baal Chov of Hektish, we should learn a Baal Chov Shel Hedyid, that he also gets Idis. It's not like he threw Nezikin in for no reason. The only reason why Rabbi Kiva knew that a Baal Chov got Idis by a commoner, so he learned it from Nezikin. So once you learn that from Nezikin, then I can say what? That if someone owes money to Beis HaMikdash through a Chov, he should also what? He should also get it from Idis as well. But that's why he built it off Nezikin. Because Nezikin was the makor, the anchor of his shita by a Baal Chov by Idis. That's why the Torah Chaim is masbir like that. That's how he wants to be. Not Stam, he was throwing it in for no reason. Yes, sir.
So if you would have tried to learn out from a Balchov, you wouldn't have been able to learn out that you had itis. Only because
right, because only Balchov is from the Zikin. Correct. The only way I know Balchov is itis is from the Zikin. So that's the starter, so I mentioned the Zikin.
If he started with Balchov, he wouldn't have known itis.
Exactly. He would not have known Balchov itis unless he learned the Zikin. Correct. This is the sheet of the Torah Chaim. But I want you to get this down. The Pnei Yehoshua writes, the Pnei Yehoshua in Gittin on Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph says no. He says the whole limud is from the Zikin. What do I mean the whole limud is from the Zikin? Beautiful pshat. Rebbe Akiva learns from the Zikin that a Balchov is Gova what? Gova Idis, but that's only with Yeraisa. Midrabbanan, what does a Balchov get? Beinonis. Why does a Balchov get Beinonis? Listen to this. There's a different theory now. Why does Midrabbanan Rebbe Akiva say a Balchov is Gova from Beinonis? A head joke? Because you know what? A person shouldn't see Karka of Idis by his friend and go ahead and do what? Go ahead and lend money, borrow money from him in order that he can collect his chov. Let's say I lend someone money. What's going to happen if I lend someone money? What's going to happen if I lend someone money? I want to be able, I know he's not going to have cash to pay me back. So I want to create a scenario that what? That I'll be able to collect Idis. So therefore, a person shouldn't be able to what? Be able to see Karka of Idis by his friend? Oh, he's got a beautiful piece of real estate. I know he has no cash. He never has fluid with cash flow. So you know what I'll do? I'll lend him money. 30 days will come. Stam Avos Loshom's got no money to pay me. I'll take that beautiful piece of land. So that's why Rebbe Akiva was modem in Rabbanan that what do you collect from? They downgraded it from Idis to what? To Beinonis. Going the other way now. Again, in the Chitema, Rebbe Akiva collects what Balchov from Idis, Midiraisa, Midrabbanan, they downgraded it to what? To Beinonis. So a person shouldn't pull that shtick. So therefore, Rebbe Akiva is not able to learn Balchov Hektish from Balchov Hedyon. Because anyway, in the Rabbanan, you only collect from Beinonis. So therefore, he learned it from the Zikin of Hedyon. What's the din of the Zikin of Hedyon? You get from Idis. So the Pnei Yehoshua is a different there. So you know why he couldn't stick within the realms of loans? Because what does Rebbe Akiva hold by loans? Midrash, it's Idis, a Balchov. But Midrabbanan, they downgraded the Beinonis. So a guy shouldn't pull that shtick and say, oh, I'll lend them money. You won't have money to pay back, and I'll get the Karka. You follow me? So therefore, at the end of the day, it's only Beinonis. So he couldn't learn from within the realms of Balchov, because it's only Beinonis. So that's why you learn from Ezekiel, where you learn what Idis. So do Kavachomel Hektish when you what? Make a commitment to a holy thing. That's a Pnei Yehoshua's answer. You follow me, Yonatan? That's a Pnei Yehoshua's answer. So let's chazer this over. This is the Kuda. Okay, let's get this. What we're asking is, why is it, Benji, that the Gemara, has to mix realms? Rebbe Akiva built this Kavachomer from Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Shmuel's talking about Ezekiel, and Rebbe Akiva transferred to the realm of what? To the sphere of what? Commitments of loans. Why do you do that? Why can't Rebbe Akiva just learn out from loans itself, from an individual, to loans to Hektish? Yes? So what's the answer? So you know what the Torah Chaim says? Because loans of Hektish, I learned from what? Loans of an individual, I learned from the Zikin anyway. So since I learned from the Zikin, I might as well what? I learned the whole thing from the Zikin. And that's what it means, a Balchov of Hektish, from a Balchov of Hedyon, which is Govim and Idis, because that comes from the Zikin. The Zikin is Govim and Idis, so a Balchov by Hedyon is Govim and Idis. That's the anchor. And what's the second shot? The Torah Chaim says, I can't learn from the realm of Balchov to Balchov. Why not? Because what does Rebbe Akiva hold at this point? Rebbe Akiva holds the Balchov is going from what? Idis. And it was downgraded to Beinonis. Why? Because a person will play that shtick, lend him money, and he had no cash, and therefore he's going to collect. So therefore, at the end of the day, it's only Beinonis. So he can't learn from this. He's got to go from the Ezekiel, which is Idis, to what? To a case of owing money to Hektish, which is going to for sure also be what? Be Idis as well. So this tightens us up to three Nakudas. We had the Raspa, the Rebbe Nepatitz, and number three now, the Torah Chaim and Pnei Yehoshua. That's Torah Chaim and Pnei Yehoshua within number three. Okay, but nonetheless, the Gemara has a great Kasha. You got the Kasha, Dani? This is a strong Pircha. I'm going to ask you one more time. What are the words, Mal Ikla Mifrach Mal Abacho Shein Ki Yafo Koko? The Nizik, what does that mean? That when the Nizik is owed money, what does he get? He's elevated with strength and he gets Idis. So Kavachom, if you damage a what? Sorry. Kavachom, if you commit a what? Pledge to what? Beis HaMikdash? You should have to get Idis. Why is that a bad Kavachom? Because if you're short damage, short Hektish gets what? Zero. So maybe you shouldn't have to pay what? Maybe you shouldn't have to pay the highest amount of money. Maybe pay Zipiris. Don't get me wrong. Doesn't mean you have to be. You don't have to be good on your pledge. But who says I got to pay with Ittis? Maybe it's with Zipiris. You know what I'm saying? I want you to get that Nakuda.
But can you say
You got to fill out the kasha. You know what I'm saying? When the gore's breaking the kav, almost mean you don't have to pay anything. You could be bad in your pledge. Kasha show. Doesn't mean I have to pay with my Ittis. You know what I mean? Okay. What'd you say, Nissen? Okay, good. Fight during the Gemara now. Liyolim. Go ahead, Danny. Let's go. Okay. Ah, we're going back to the original pshat that the topic is damages, not commitments of loan. That's Liyolim. Go ahead.
Torah
didan
the Torah
the hektish. Oh, udikakasha lach. He asked me. Kakasha lach shore
ehu amar achmana. Below shore shall hektish.
What do you mean? I'm completely potter. What's the answer?
Rabbi Kiva Savar lach.
Rabbi
Shimon ben
Manasya.
The Tanya, as it says in Raisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya omar shore shall hektish and nagach shore shall hedyot. Potter shore shall hedyot and nagach shore shall hektish.
Bane Tom. So what's the answer to the Gemara? The answer to the Gemara is, originally we thought this was a bad topic to say that's what the Kaval Korma meant, because you're completely putter. That's not true. Rabbi Kiva holds a Shimon ben Manasseh that says what? That says, Benji, you're what? You are completely chayif. And who does Rabbi Shmuel hold like? The Chachamim, that you are considered to be what? You are considered to be putter. So this is a new Chiddush. So Lamaisa, I want you to get this. What do you learn from Re'ehu? You can either learn from Re'ehu that you're completely what?
Potter.
Or you can learn from Re'ehu that what? Hektish Narehu, you have to pay Nezik Shalim from the very first second. That the din of Tamimut only applies to a Re'ehu. But when it comes to basically, you're slammed. You got to pay Nezik Shalim completely from the what? Completely from the very beginning. Okay? That's a tremendous Chiddush. It's a Gemara later on Lamed Zayin and Bezrib, Shimon ben Manasseh. Okay? We happen to hold like the Chum, your Potter. But Rabbi Kiva holds you of Shimon ben Manasseh, so now we have a beautiful Kal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer? If you damage an individual, you have to pay what? It is from what? From your property, it is of Nizik. Rabbi Kiva says, yes, Kal v'chomer lehektish. If you damage Hektish's property, we slam you. How does that manifest itself? You pay Nezik Shalom from the very first time. So now the Kal v'chomer is beautiful now. Okay? Now the Kal v'chomer is beautiful. Okay, go ahead. Now, what does Ihachi mean? What does Ihachi always mean?
Based on what I just said.
Exactly. It means if that's so, meaning that if the topic is damages, not commitments to loan, if the topic is damages, not a commitment to loan, because I'll tell you, if it's a commitment to loan, what are you going to say? It's very hard, Lamaisa, because it's before in the Brisa, the Machlekes is beginning the Zikin. In the Tanur Rabbanan, what did it say? It said, Meitov Karma Yishalim. It says, Nizik. What does a Nizik mean? A damager. Damage. What person is damaged? It's talking about damages. It's very hard to what to say it's talking about what? Commitment to loan. Right? Very hard to say it's commitment to loan. The Machlokis Lamais is beferish by Nizikin. So therefore, the Machlokis beferish is what? The Machlokis is by Nizikin. And we have a general cloud that what do we want to try to do? We always want to try to limit Machlokisim. This is what the Ritva writes in Gittin. In Hektish, Rabbi Shmuel is cholek on Rabbi Kiva. There's no doubt Rabbi Shmuel is cholek on Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Rabban in your putter. But in Rabbi Shmuel's words, do we say anything about Hektish? Yes or no?
No.
Not a word about Hektish. So how does he know the Machlokisim came in Nayin Lanush and Eklechu Gam Bedin Mazik Hedjit? It's better to what? It's better to limit the Machlokis. So Ihachi, go ahead.
Yachi Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, you might the beginnings to Nizak with Ziboris, the Mazik, Pligi the.
Pligi? What was that case? You tell me. That was the case in the Nafkamina.
Yeah.
Where the Idis of the Nizik equal to Ziboris of the Mazik. If you hold Nizik Shaimina, what do you pay?
Idis.
If you hold Nizik Shaimina, you pay the Ziboris. Ziboris of the Mazik equal to Idis of the Nizik. What happens if you hold the Mazik Shaimina? He's got to pay from his Ittis. That was the Nafkamina. So he says, Dilma what? Why do you have to say that's the machloikis? Go ahead. Oh, everyone agrees nizik shaymin, even Rabbi Kiva. Therefore, you'd only pay what from Zibaris.
Yeah.
So what's the machloikis? Go ahead. V'ha'cha. V'rabbanan.
V'rabbanan kibeflugi.
Oh, Rabbi Kiva.
Rabbi Kiva sabar k'Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya.
That you're what? Rabbi Kiva's Rabbi Shimon Menasya. You're chayav repater. You're chayav nizik shalomim the first time. Rabbi Shmuel sabar what? So if you're up on your pocket, you see Rabbi Kiva heard that Rishmo talked only about Niske Hedid. Niske Hektish, he said you're putter. So he's coming to Michoilek on this. So maybe that's only the Machloikis. That's what Rashi says. See, so Rabbi Kiva says he only heard him talk about Niske Hedid. Niske Hektish seems that Rabbi Shmo would putter. Rabbi Kiva jumps on that and says, no way, that's not true. But what's the Machloikis? Only one topic. Which topic? If you damage a shor shakish, are you putter or you chayiv? That's it. Are you putter or you chayiv? Okay? We got that, Chlor? Because we want to always limit the machloikis. Tov l'mayin ha-machloikis. And that's exactly what's happening in this line of the Gemara. Okay? And I want to strengthen this even more. Let's get this down. Okay, you got that? Benji, the Ritva writes in Gittin that we want to what? We want to l'mayin the machloikis. So if we want to limit the machloikis, so we'll say the machloikis only on one topic. And that topic being on Hektish. But everyone agrees Nizik Shaiminin. Let me ask you, where do you see from Rabbi Shmuel that Mazik Hektish is Potter? Why do you think by Mazik Hektish is Potter? Why do you think that Mazik Hektish is Potter? Why do you think that? Because Shamayim is what? Fikar Kosa Nizik. Because we what? We evaluate the Fikar Kosa Nizik. Where's Hektish's Karka? It's all over the world. How are you going to able to ever what? How are you ever going to be able to what? Evaluate what? EF Shalom Oram Native Shalom. You cannot ever what? You're not going to be able to evaluate how much that was. In other words, you're always going to have to say what? That Rabbi Shmuel is going to say what? Going to say Potter in such a case. Because by heck, there's not shaykh to say that we're going to Misham in Lafi Karkos and Isaac. Who's the Karkos and Isaac? You damaged the property of what? Of Hektish. How are you ever going to evaluate the they have karka all over the world, right? It's very very hard to what? To evaluate his metav, you know, going to be equal to what? To the metav of the nisik. Plus the fact, it's not shaykh by hektish say metav shaleu, because there's no hektish of karka. It goes to the kohanim, and we're going to see that in Rashi Lamaisa. The hektish is only on the peiris, not called sadeu. That's what the Shita Mikubetza says, v'shem the taisa rosh. So it comes out very beautiful. Lamaisa, from the etzim words of Rabbi Shmuel, you see Potter Hektish. So what's the whole machlaikis? What's the whole machlaikis? What's the whole machlaikis? Whether what? Whether when you damage a short Hektish, you're Potter or you're Chayiv. But everyone else Nizik Shaiminin. Everyone else Nizik Shaiminin. You have to say that, Allah Lamaisa, that you're Potter the Mazik, Lamaisa, Potter Mazik Hektish. Because how could it be, Lamaisa, you cannot, wouldn't be able to do Meitah. So that's the Taisis Kasha. Okay, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara's Kasha is maybe the topic of Machlokes is only one topic and one topic alone.
Whether you're Chayav
or Potter, if you're damaged Shor Shalekis. But when it comes to Nizik Shaiminin, everyone agrees what? Nizik Shaiminin. No one says Mazik Shaiminin. And therefore you pay the Zibayrus. Okay, why does the Gemara give three Nakudas now? Why you can't say that? Let's get all three. Go ahead. Three Nakudas. Gemara, this is the answer, threefold answer. Go ahead. Number one. No, Imkain Lo Mai Lo Ba Kasav.
Imkain Mai Lo Ba Kasav.
What's the answer? What does Lo Ba Kasav mean?
It didn't come to.
That was Rabbi Kiva's language. The Pusik was only talking about such
Goof
and such.
About the Pusik.
It was only talking about such and such. What's the problem with this? What's the Pusik talking about? According to this, Donnie. They're only arguing about Hektish. Do you see any indication that we're talking about what? Do you see any indication we're talking about Hektish in the Pusik? Pusik says, Metav Sadeu. That's a hedgeot. And by a hedgeot, we said there's no machloikis. We said the whole machloikis is by Hektish. It doesn't fit the words of Rabbi Kiva. Lo ba kasav likvos. We're saying right now, Jordan, the machloikis is only regarding Hektish. That doesn't plug into the Pusik. Pusik's talking about hedgeot, not Hektish. So it's talking about hedgeot, Lamaisa, and there's no machloikis by hedgeot. We're saying everyone's nizik shaiminin. That's why you can't say that. Therefore, the machlok is not by Hektish alone, but it's also by what? Nizik and Mazik Sheminin. It's not just what? By Hektish. It's by both. Because the language of Rabbi Kiva would make no sense. Lo ba'akas of Ligvos. What's number two for Ode?
The Ode, my Kavachomer, the Hektish.
What does that mean? Why? What? Donnie, please get this. What does that mean?
That
it means the following. What does it mean? What is the Kavachomer would make no sense? If you hold Bnei Nizik Shaimina, what does that mean? That means you're being Mekel. That means you're being Mekel and you're saying that what? You only have to pay from the Nazik Ziboris. So you're saying the fact that he's Mekel by what? The fact that he's Mekel by a commoner, by a hedgehog, therefore Kavachomer should be Machmer by Hektish? It doesn't read right. It means that just like I'm, it should be rating, just like I'm Machmer by a hedgehog, how much more so I should be Machmer by what? By Hektish. But he's not Machmer by a hedgehog. He's Mekel. Because we're saying that everyone agrees with a Nizik Shaimina. So the whole Kavachomer goes up in smoke. That's the second Nakuda. Okay? In fact, read the Rashi there. The Ode. Guys, look inside. Donnie. The Ode. My Kavachomer Hektish. Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibur Maskel of
the
Ode.
The Ode, my Kavachomer Hektish. Ho'el u'min ha'idis tika amar Rabbi Akiva anizak kaiv.
Oh, now you're saying everyone holds Nizik Shaimina. Go ahead.
L'akule
asan. It's coming to be lenient. And that the mazik can give ziburis. Go ahead. What's the kavachomer lehektish? Griusuhu. It's worse. It's a kula by hedjot. Go ahead. Ulrebi
Kiva. Ulrebi Kiva yufa yafa koko de hektish benizak de amar da filu have mazik tam.
Even if the mazik is a tam, shakul hektish. Hektish takes. Shakul means takes. Go ahead.
Shakul hektish nezik shalim.
What's Vinafkale Merehu? And we what? We learned that out from Rehu? What do you mean we learned that out from Rehu? And we learned that out from Rehu that you pay Nezik Sholin. See, according to what? If it's Potter, then it's an exclusion, because he's not Rehu. But if you learn that it's a what? If you learn that it's a Kavachomer and you pay Nezik Sholin, what's Nafkalehu mean? What does Nafkalehu mean here? We learned it out from it. Here, Fakir, it's used as a what? It's used as a real makor. It's a strange lashon. Here you'll learn it out from what? From Mireyu. You'll learn a chumrah from not a kula. And therefore it works beautifully, Lamaisa. So that's the second Nakuda. One sec, Matthew. What's the third Nakuda? Go ahead. Back to the Gemara of Ode.
Ode ha'omar Ravashi. Tanya behedya.
What's behedya mean with an aleph?
Explicitly.
Explicitly, we dug up a new brisa. The brisa in Bava Mabez, where it said Tan Rabbanan, where we note in the beginning of Shir doesn't say a word about what? Rebbe Kiva that meant Mazik. Look, go ahead, Ode Amar, go read again, Ode.
Ode Ha Amar Ravashi, Tanya Behedya. Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karma. Yishale Meitav
Sadehu. No, Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karma, Yishale, period. Lemeitav Sadehu.
Meitav Sadehu, Shalnizak.
Meitav
Karma, Shalnizak.
Divrei.
Rebbe Yishma.
Oh, Rebbe Yishma goes with the Nizik. That was the price we had before. Go ahead.
Oh,
that we didn't have. That's explicit now. It's explicit price Ravashi dug up that says Mazik. So therefore what? You cannot tell me Benizik Shaimin and everyone agrees. Rebbe Kiva holds Mazik Shaimin and done. Therefore, at the end of the day, Benji, what's the machloikas to Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Shmuel?
Both places.
Double topics. Both topics, they argue. They argue, Rabbi Shmuel says Nizik Shaminin, Rabbi Kiva says Mazik Shaminin. What else do they argue? Do you damage a short shal hektish, you potter, you chayif. Rabbi Kiva holds Rabbi Shmuel Nasi Chad Nizik Shalim from Tam. Rabbi Shmuel holds a grabon, you potter. It's a double machloikis, Yonatan. You got me? It's a double machloikis. What did you say?
You be chayif for a muad according to.
Chayif for Tam, Nizik Shalim.
No, I mean, even for a muad according to.
Rabbi Kiva, yeah. Bein Tam, Bein Mu, Nizik Shalim. Of course, a Tamu and Nezik Shalom.
So then for Rabbi Yishmael, when he says.
No, Rabbi Yishmael, you're always potter, no matter what.
Even for a Mu'ah.
Yeah, everyone. Okay. Anytime you damage, it's Re'eu. So when Rashi said, Nafkalim Re'eu, because you're learning out from Re'eu when it was in that, what? If you wanted to say everyone held Nizik Shaiminin, he holds Lomais, you learn out from Re'eu. You learn a Kavachomer from it. If Re'eu is Chayav, how much worse when you strike something that's holy? So it comes out to be a double Machloikis Lomais in the Gemara. Amazing. It's a double Machloikis in the Gemara between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva. Number one, about Nizik or Mazik Shaminin. Number two, by Shor Shalakis, if you damage, are you Potter? Or are you completely Chayav Nizik Shalom, even from the first time? That's what the Lashon of the Gemara is. And it fits in quite nicely, okay? It's very meduyuk in the words of Rabbi Shmuel, the Mazik's Potter from Hektish. Because hektish l'maisa, how can you have it? How can you evaluate karkos and nizik? He's always doing shamin and nizik. He can't do it with hektish. Hektish is karka b'chol makom. It's efshar la'mod al meitav shalom. Well, you know all the things on Earth where planet Earth where hektish owns. Maybe there's something in New Zealand where you don't know what they own. It's impossible. So therefore, when you're damaged, the hektish your partner says she do the betzis. And also the shame that tais rosh. That's the chiddush you want to suggest. Okay. Everyone got that chlor? Don, you got this now? That's the kavachom of the hektish. Okay, now, yeah, go ahead, Matthew. Then we got to do the rashi in the bottom. Let's go. Go ahead.
Is there a svara why Nezikin by hektish is putter?
Pure jerzakos of rei.
It makes sense that it would be that when you
die. Yeah, I would agree with you. But it's a pure jerzakos of rei, and that's it. Okay. You know, Rav Shek always pointed out that there are three types of karbonis. There's a Korban Yachid, a Korban Shilth, there's a Korban Tzibur. Yachid is a private guy, partners, individuals are partners, and they have a Tzibur. Tzibur is a whole different klal. There's a whole different klal of Tzibur. Tzibur is a completely different klal. It has a lot of non-afghaminis. That's why you always do, when you open a business, you always make an LLC. Why you always make an LLC?
You don't want to get
Because you never want to have a Shibur Aguf. Otherwise, the guy can go after you. Uh-huh. Right? If you make a corporation, it has no Shiburim. So you go bankrupt, the guy can't pay. You know, you have to, unless you do a personal guarantee. That's the first thing that people tell you when open a business. Okay? So the Havdalah of those is the same thing. We view Hektish as a completely different corporation. That's the din. You follow me? So the din is your complete butter. I mean, you know, Matthew makes a great Nakuda. That's why Rav Shimon ben Menasseh and Bekiva argue. They make a Kavachomer. They learn from Reu, Kavachomer to Hektish. No. Chachamim are purists and they say Reu, and that's it, done. Finished, punter. Okay, let's see the Rashi on the bottom. Guys, take a look. Love him and base. Now, Donnie, what was the topic of Rabbi Shmuel? Yeshua eats my fruit. Yes? Yeshua eats my fruit. Why on earth does the Gemara need to what? Go to a case of shore. In the beginning of the Gemara, which stuck is the Maskana. It was the first stage, second stage, third stage, went back to the first stage. Why do you talk about a shore damaging? In fact, if we have a chance, we'll start the Tais. I don't know if we'll have a chance to start it, but in our, as Matthew said in Seder, in our vernacular, that's Shane. Shane and Regal, eating. Why does the Gemara go to Karen Shore? We're talking about eating. Why would the Gemara go right to Shore? It's bizarre. I should have picked that up myself when you read the Gemara. Okay? So Rashi's bothered by, why didn't we go to Shane and Regal? Why don't we go to Shane and Regal? Let's look. Go ahead, Donnie. Why don't you read the Rashi inside? Let's go, guys. Vavim base, the bottom Rashi.
Shoreihu.
Kivin, the bottom Rashi. Let's go. Yes. Shoreihu.
Shoreihu. Amarach one of the low short the hektish.
Go ahead.
You nagach shor shel hektish. Putter.
Oh.
Vehu adin lekol shar nezikin shimazik shimazik as hektish putter.
Please get that down. Anytime you damage hektish, you're putter. Shore is lavdafka.
All of
any damage, any property you damage of hektish through any means, like Matthew's saying, you are putter Yonatan, no matter what. Shore is lavdafka. Shore was just an example.
Is this the mukkar and shas for that?
Well, the question is what the makor is, right? What is the makor? It could be that we're learning a binanav from Re'eu to everywhere else.
But why isn't that just localized to shore?
Because we make a binanav. That's what we make a bininav. Tais is going to see, but this Rashi is assuming the first lashon that it's a complete what? Complete ptura bininav. Okay? What's the second lashon say? Go ahead, Lishnachrina. Now, I want you to get this down. The Netziv writes, this is not from Rashi. This was added. This is not Rashi, the Lishnachrina. However, the Pnei Yeshua, I think it was. Wasn't it the Pnei Yeshua?
Yeah.
Pnei Yeshua argues and says, no, it is from Rashi. So I want you to know that machlokes. Whether this Lishnachrin is from Rashi himself or not. Netziv says it's not. Pnei Yeshua says it most certainly is. So let's pick up why Lishnachrin says what it says. Go ahead, what do you say?
Lishnachrin lehafki nakat shor hektish velo muki la bachilas v'maso sadeh v'maso sadeh shehektish
stay hektish
v'maso stay hektish.
You understand Akasha? Why did it mention shor hektish the case? And not a case, didn't establish with a case of your behemoth eating, a son of hektish, stam. Like we've been saying all along in this almond, eating the fruit of the field, right? What does it have to come on the shore for? You understand what Rashi's bothered by? Why does Rashi, why does the Gemara bring up the case of Shor? Just stick with what the Gemara is talking about. He ate the fruit. Yonatan, you follow me? So what's the answer? Mishum?
Mishum delo mishkichas.
Mashkis law. What does Mashkis law mean?
Mashkis.
I can't find a case. Rashi says, because you cannot find a case of Karkov Hektish where the guy eats the fruit. Your animal eats the fruit. Can I have a case? What do you mean I can't have a case? So get Rashi inside. Go ahead. He's Masber. Go to Ewan.
Iso the Terem.
Cherem. Cherem.
Iso the Cherem.
The Kohanim. Now, what does Cherem mean? Usually, what does the word Cherem mean? It's put a guy in Cherem. Here it doesn't mean that. Here it means a dedication. There's a mission here. A guy says, Cherem Sadishali. He's devoting it to who? So Machlok is Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira and the Chachamim and the Mishnah and Erkin Daf Chav Chesem and Beis. You guys got to know everything. Mishnah and Erkin, the end of Shas and Chav Chesem and Beis. Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira says Stam Erkin goes to the Vedic Abayis and the Chum says Stam Erkin goes to Kohanim to support them. They didn't have their own land. They're part of Shevet Levi, which wouldn't give them any land. So people that made contributions to the notion of a Cherem, the land went to the Kohanim. So Rashi says, go ahead. These are the cherem.
The kohanim have
a. Goes to kohanim. Who what?
Who can saw the hedyot?
Dummy. And it's like a saw the hedyot. So it's not a saw the shlachtish at all. So it's not that case. Go ahead. And you couldn't say a kavachomer lehektish.
They saw the hedyot.
You could not say a kavachomer lehektish. Why not?
They saw the hektish.
No, because why couldn't you say kavachomer lehektish? Just not hektishes. It's the kohanim's. So the Gemara wouldn't read well. So that's number one, you can't come up with that case. Go ahead, number two. But maybe what? Maybe there's a guy who dedicated his field for Bedek Abayis. What is Bedek Abayis?
Upkeep.
Upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe there's a guy who makdash his field of Bedek Abayis. So that would be the case. Why can't that be the case? And your shore comes and eats its fruit. Why can't that be the case? Go ahead.
Makdash. Badohu.
La'alter. What does the makdash do? Either he redeems it immediately. What does redeeming mean? I have a field that's worth, I have an acre of something, it's worth $100,000. I dedicate it to Beis HaMikdash. Then the second later, I redeem it. What do I redeem it? I give $100,000 to Beis HaMikdash, no longer hektish. But then they need the cash flow. They need the cash. So it's not going to stick around being holy. I'm going to redeem it. Oh, what? What's the other possibility?
Oh, Mokhrin already sold it.
La'alter. What's la'alter? Immediately lacher. If I don't redeem it immediately, who's going to do it? The gizbar is going to go ahead and sell it to another guy immediately in order to get the money. For who? For the Beis HaMikdash. And then what happens to that field that was what? That was sold to the other guy? Ukshiyotze? When Yovel comes, who does the land go back to?
The Kohanim.
Right? He's just trying to be ma'az with the din completely. He really didn't need to say that for Arka Marker. Rashi's just trying to be ma'az with the din completely. That's why I got a little bit of an inkling maybe it's not Rashi. You know what I'm saying? Because Rashi always tries to say his pshat to connect to the Gemara. This is like an extraneous din, you know what I mean? He's like trying to teach a shir klali. That's why I'm saying I think the Netziv was saying that this Lishnah was not from Rashi. But nonetheless, maybe you could say Rashi's trying to get the din completely. So therefore, when another guy buys it, stays in his land till Yovel, Yovel goes back to who? Kohani. Go ahead. Tiksiv. Yikruchav Zion Pusukaval Vaya.
Vaya Sada Bitseso Biyovel.
Kodesh Lashem Vigomer. Go ahead.
The Kohanim have it.
Excellent. Because it says, Kiseda Hirim Lakoin, Hanikmosoda Hirim Lakoin have it. Go ahead. The E what? So he just took care of how many possibilities, Donnie? How many possibilities have you taken care of?
Shinraga.
No.
It can't be what? Eating fruit off the son of Hektish. Why not? Because if it's a Hirim field, it goes to who? Kohanim, that's Hedyot. And if it's a field that I dedicated to Bedek Abayis, it doesn't hang around being hektish, because what do? I redeem it immediately to get cash. And if I want, don't redeem it immediately, who sells it? The Gizbar sells it to another guy and he gets cash. So it never hangs around being hektish. So that's why there's no case of a shor eating the stuff. Because it never hangs around a certain amount of time. But then I'm thinking to myself, but maybe before he got a chance to redeem it, maybe a shor, someone else's shor came and ate the fruit. Go ahead, he what? But maybe it's for the Padiyah. Maybe my shor came and ate before the redemption. And therefore that would be a case of Shane and Rego, like Matthew said. What's the answer?
Ain Me'ilah B'Karkoz.
Wow. There's no Me'ilah B'Karkoz. What does Me'ilah mean?
Steal.
No, mealim means trespassing. It's like a form of stealing by Beis HaMikdash. And this form of mealah is never on land. Ain mealah bekarkovos. Because what? Dechol what?
Dechol ha-mechubar lekarka, ki karka dami.
Excellent. That's why the Gemara did not give a case of what? Of Maishor eating the fruit of what? Of the field of Hekdash. Because there is no case, guys, that exists. There just is no case that exists, bottom line. Just doesn't exist. Up. Now, I want you to get this down. The Maharam writes on this Rashi. The Maharam writes, and Lechura, what is the machlokes between Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra? According to the Lishna Kama, what's the din? According to the Lishna Kama, get this down now. Adam, Shane and Regal are apart from the Hekdash. Please get it. According to the Lishna Kama, you learn a general din. Shane and Regal, everything is part of, like Matthew said. All of us, the Zikim, the damaging Hekdash are part of. Whereas according to what? According to Lishna Basra, what is Potter from Hekdash? Only Karen. But Shane and Regal theoretically would be Chayv. I just cannot find the case. I just cannot find the case. Yonatan. Seems to be 2 days in Rashi. Whether Shane and Regal will be Chayv at Hekdash. Okay. According to the first loss in Rashi, you are completely what? You are completely Potter. You follow me, man? Follow me, Adam? According to the second day, what does he say? Theoretically, you should be what? Only punter from Karen. But Shane and Regal be high. The problem is I cannot find a case. This is what the Maharam seems to say at the beginning.
Maharam, who?
Maharam, on the bottom of the Marsha. Says that's what I would say. But he says like this. I want you to get this. He says an amazing shot. He says that's what I thought at first glance. The Maharam says, but the Maharam says, I thought more about it, and I thought, why didn't the Gemara give a simple case that the Behema ate tfuah that was detached already and had no din of karka? Maybe the fruit's on the floor. Maybe the pears are on the floor, the oranges are on the floor. Meaning they've been ripped off the field, they're tallish already. Why didn't you say like that? And if we don't have to worry about karka, that's what the Maharam asks. You know what the Maharam answers? The Maharam says, Rashi did not mean that Shane and Regal are not excluded. Even according to the Lishna Basra, Shane and Regal are what? Shane and Regal are excluded. There is no Machlokes. The only thing the two Lashonas were driving at is why did the Gemara Dani choose a case of goring and not choose a case of what? Of eating in someone else's field. Like Achla Bir B'Steachra. Why did the Gemara get fancy and go to shore? That's all the Gemara was bothered by. Don't make a fancy nafkamina between the two Lashonas of Rashi. Are Shane and Regal Chayim HaHekdash. That's what he thought at first. But you know what? I want you to know something. Even according to second Lashon, everyone's punter. What the Gemara was bothered by is why did it teach shore? So they both hold their punter. So first John Rashi is shore's lav dafka. It's everything else. The same thing. No matter what, you're always punter. The second shot is what? What's the second shot? The second shot is that Shane and Regal are what? Shane and Regal are also punter. We're just trying to be mazel why they didn't give that case. That's all. That's what the Maharam wants to say. A beautiful pshat, Lamaisa. And the Pnei Yoshua, and the Netziv, and the Pnei Shlomo, they all say this pshat. Why did the Gemara bring in the Gich of Shor Shel Hekdash? And the difference between the two Lashonos is just stam. Shor Re'eu, as Matthew said, is a marker for everywhere. Mazik Hekdash is punter. And the case of Negicha is talking about a case where the Pusik is learned, then we learn from there the Ptur. And the Lishna Basra says, we cannot practically find a case of Sada. That's all. But at the end of the day, Shane and Regal are Pater by Hekdash as well. Don't tell me there's a Machlekes. Adam, you got me? You might have thought that is a Machlekes. No Machlekes. Okay. Now this brings us to the following. Please get this. What is this Klal of Ein Mila B'Karkos? If it's before redemption, there's no Mila B'Karkos. Lechura, there's a difficult kasha here. What's a difficult kasha? Granted, Jordan, Lamaisa, you're not chayav. What happens when you normally do Me'ila B'Shogeg? What happens when you normally do Me'ila B'Shogeg? You're chayav Karen, Chomish. Chomish is what? Is really a 25%, not 20%, and also a Korban. Three things. Get them down. I'm not writing them on the board. Karen, Chomish, and what else?
Korban.
Three things. What Korban is it? An Asher Me'ilas. Say it every morning in Zemo Komen. At least I hope we say it. Zemo Komen, right? There's six Ashamas we're supposed to say, right? Zemo Komen. So this is a great kasha. L'chura, granted there's no me'ila, you're not chayav hashem l'chomish, but you still should be chayav keren, like being maska hedyot. And therefore what? Kamashman, you're chayav meitav. Maybe you should be chayav. All me'ila means you're not chayav the pluses. You're not chayav a korban, chomish. You're not chayav a korban in the chomish l'maisen. But you should be chayav keren. That's a bomb kashin. That's a bomb kashin. The Yadovid asked this kashin, the Netziv asked this kashin, Reb Chaim Oizer asked this kashin. They all asked this kashin. Ein mili berkabonis means you don't have the pluses, but Karen, you should still at least be chayiv. So why does Tosin invoke ein mili berkarkos? So the Marshal says, I gave, who's the Marshal on the bottom of Tosin? Maram and Marshal. Chokhma Shloim. The Marshal says, ein mili berkarkos means they have a din of nifsim of a hedyot. And someone who's what? Damages them is chayim like mazik karka hedyot. And you don't say the kal v'chomer. And the Marshal says that's the nafkamina between the two lashonis. Meaning what? According to the first lashon, what's the din? According to the first lashon, what's the halacha? The halacha is even though there's no me'ila, there's a mamon what? Even though there's no me'ila, there's mamon hektish. There is nevertheless mamon hektish. Even though there's no me'ila, nevertheless there is mamon hektish. You follow me? There is mamon hektish. According to Lishna Basra, what's the din? Karka hektish is not excluded. Its din is what? Like karka hedjit. So according to the Lishna Basra, the Mishnah says, Amazik is chayiv, the Mishnah and Daftesim is chayiv in a chasm shen me me'ila. What does that mean? He's chayiv, there's no me'ila. According to the Lishna comments, lav dafkin, and it means you're completely punter even when there's no what, even when there's no meila. So it comes out halacha lemaisa. The Marshal has what? Two lashonis. The Marshal has two lashonis. You're mazik kark of hektish. You're chayiv meitav midin hedyot according to the second lashon. You're chayiv midin meitav. So it comes out to be what? Comes out to be 2 days. When you're mazik hektish, granted you there's no me'ila, but are you still chayiv keren or not? So the second lashon says absolutely you're chayiv keren, no doubt. You're absolutely chayiv. There's no doubt that you're chayiv. Halacha l'maisa. You're mazik karki, you're patras nichse gavoa. There's no me'ila, doesn't make a difference. So therefore, since it's mamon hektish, halacha l'maisa, that's the din. The Dvir Yecheska says, why are you chayiv? Granted there's no me'ila, but it's mamon hektish. Stop it, Klal Re'eyu. So I want you to get this. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out here. And the truth is, if you look in the Me'iri, and this is where I want you to get to the Reb Chaim. The Me'iri writes that when something's Mechubel Karka, there's no Me'ila, and there's no Chiyuv Keren Damazik. Completely. And that's what the Me'iri writes, Lafi Gedolei HaRabbanim. According to Rashi, Ein Me'ila V'Karbonis is, it's Mechubel Karka, meaning there's no Chiyuv Keren Damazik at all. Now let's get the following Nekuda from Reb Chaim. Please get this. Reb Chaim discusses what is Me'ila. What is Me'ila, Dani? What is Me'ila? So Reb Chaim says in Ilchus Me'ila, Pirkei Avos L'Chayav, he says it's a type of Gezel Hektish. On Gezel Hektish, you are not chayv by Karka. Something that is Karka, you are not chayv. So therefore, you're putter even from the Keren. If there's no Me'ila, there's no tashlumin. It's a zero. There's no stealing by hektish. So that's why when you say ein mili b'karbonis, what does it mean? It means a zero. Ein mili b'karbonis, ein mili b'karkos means it's a zero. Not only you put the pluses, you put them from the keren too. Because it's a form of stealing. And there's no stealing the ilu when it comes to hektish. The keren mili b'hektish, it didn't gezel b'hektish. So on karka, there's no din of gezel on karka. Me'ila and hektish is metalplin, but gezel karka.
You can't steal karka.
Exactly.
So if me'ila is a function of stealing,
yes.
Then
well said, Matthew. Ein me'ila b'karkos, and therefore me'ila is a function of gezel. What's the shear? What's the shear of me'ila? Shava pruta, not a kazayas. Reb Chaim says that kazayas is hana. Kazayas is hana, which we're going to get to tomorrow. Believe better. Kazayas is hana, but he says the shear of me'ila is what shava pruta, which means finances, yeah, which means a form of gezel. So therefore, Tosfos says, Rashi says, I don't have a case. Okay, I want to What'd you say? Go ahead, Matt.
That could explain also when we say that Nezikin is because of Gezel, that why there'd be no
with the Rabbeinu Yoida.
Yeah.
The Rabbeinu Yoida. Good, good. Very good. So I want you to get this down. So Rashi said, I cannot find a case of a Sohagdus with papers. Okay, guys, I want to close with this. We have about 3.5 weeks left, and we need to mechazik ourselves, specifically regarding the attendance. Starting from today, Matthew and I are going to do attendance every single day.